Next patient was is Michelle Baker, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, Michelle Baker, B-A-K-E-R. Date of birth is 10/23/45. Date of visit is 2/20/23. Please make copy for Dr. Mina Zahidi, Z-A-H-E-D-I, Zahidi. Mina is M-I-N-A. Next paragraph, dear Mina, M-I-N-A, thank you for sending Michelle Baker for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph, fifth present illness. This is a 77-year-old female who has a past history of smoking, has had a history for COPD and has been on the inhaled bronchodilators and is still short of breath with activity and has wheezing and coughing spells. The patient recently had a PFT done which showed evidence of severe obstructive disease with the response to bronchodilator use and a reduced diffusing capacity. The chest X-ray done on 11/7/22 showed no acute infiltrates. And a prior chest CT in May of 22 had shown right mid lung. An infiltrate in the right mid lung zone and a nodule in the right upper lobe. The patient was sent for a QuantiFERON TB test, which apparently was reported as being positive and suggesting prior exposure to TB. The patient denies any recent weight loss, night sweats, fevers, or chills. And she has no hemoptysis. Next paragraph. Past history includes history of asthma and COPD, history of peripheral neuropathy, and prior history of hyperlipidemia. She also had a hysterectomy and bilateral self-ovarectomy and had breast implants done in 1979, and implants were removed in 2021. Tonsillectomy in 1948. Next paragraph. Habits patient smoked one pack per day for 30 years and quit in 88. No alcohol use. She worked as a CNA. Next paragraph. Allergies to uh, there are no significant drug allergies. Next paragraph. Family history. Mother died of diverticulitis and complications. Father's illness unknown. Next. System review. Patient denies weight loss but has fatigue. She has no glaucoma or cataracts. She has no vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds. She has urinary frequency and nighttime awakening. She has hay fever, asthma, shortness of breath with wheezing, and cough. She has no nausea, vomiting, but has constipation and abdominal discomfort. She had no chest pain, but has arm pain and calf muscle pains. She has no depression or anxiety. She has easy bruising, she has joint pains and muscle aches. She has no seizures, headaches, or numbness of the extremities, but has some skin rash with itching. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This elderly, averagely built white female was alert, no acute distress. Blood pressure is 140/70, pulse is 85, respiration is 18, temperature 97.6, weight is 147, saturation is 93. HGND are non-phthalic, pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with diminished excursions. And scattered wheezes in the upper lung fields. Heart, the heart sounds irregular, S1 and S2 with no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft. Bowel sounds active. There is no organomegaly or tenderness. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number one. COPD and emphysema with bronchiectasis. Number two is right lung nodule. Number three is positive QuantiFERON test. And number four is mixed hyperlipidemia. Number five is hypothyroidism. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a follow-up chest CT to evaluate the lung nodules. She will also submit a sputum for AFB times 3. And I suggested that she have a bronchoscopy to get washings to evaluate for any active infection. But the patient does not want to have a bronchoscopy. She prefers to give her sputum for AFP cultures. I would also suggest she get an ID consultation. She will continue using bronchodilator therapy, including Briolipta 1 puff daily. Briolipta 100 by 25 micrograms, 1 puff daily. And Singulair 10 milligrams a day. Albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, PRN. Oh, can you please change the Brio? It was advised to use Anoro-Ellipta, 1 puff daily. And a follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 3 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Mina Zahidi, MD. Thank you.